You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. That brings the time to 13 past four. It's time for us to welcome back Steve Reed. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Richard. Hello, listeners. Great to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. I mean, we missed you 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
We had Heinrich in.
Yeah.
And lovely guy. Wonderful. But not you. And in the meantime, you were out there going on holiday with your family from Australia, but, you know, in your spare time, getting mugged.
Yeah.
Hey?
So it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I would bet it is.
What I mean is, the topic of what I want to share today, I thought about this a month ago. So talking about listeners being resilient, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, but even in our everyday lives, we face things that sometimes for some people can knock them down, and for others, they bounce back.
But before you go on, tell people what happened.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Yeah.
And so, listeners, I'm going to briefly touch on this. I hadn't planned to have a recent example of resilience,
but it
came
my
way. Yeah, personal one. I was at a coffee shop. I was on my laptop, and I had my cell phone next to me. I just finished a hour's MS Teams call and was going on to another one. And the next minute, I looked up, and there were two guys. I think the one had a gun, and he was going for my cell phone. I mean, of course, I'd just taken my eyes off the screen, so it all happened very quickly. I jumped up and reacted, shouted. I don't know what the shout was all about, but the second person sprayed me with pepper spray. Goodness gracious. Listeners, if you ever have pepper spray, immediately get your eyes washed out with milk.
Mm.
it took me quite a while to get that secret formula, and my eyes really stung. The upshot of it, listeners, is in a very short time, my laptop, my cell phone, and a bag that had my sunglasses, etc., in were gone. Taken and got into a car and gone away. Now, it was interesting that a couple of work colleagues and others have said, Steve, you know, you must go for some counseling. And I thought, okay. And because enough people said that, Richard, I thought, okay, let me do that. I had offers, you know, and I did that. And I also value the person who shared and took the time to kind of talk me through things. But this is what I noticed, listeners. I think because I'm going to be offering a resilience course in the future, Resilience X, and because this is part of the language of the stuff that we do in terms of building entrepreneurship, this has had to largely, most of it, I've had to kind of live out, had to experience. So I'm not saying, you know, nothing happened to me. I'm not saying there's no vulnerabilities. But one thing I am certain of is that I won't allow an incident like that to deflect me from what I should be doing, but do it with wisdom. Listeners, on that note, if I can say to you, those of you who've got a laptop or a cell phone and you've got information on that, make sure you back that information up. Thankfully, about 2 months before the incident, I'd asked a marketing person about Google Docs, and she said, look, if you've got no backup, do it. And she helped me do it. So the documents were largely unaffected. My photos were not backed up from November 22 to 24th of January when the incident happened. So I lost that, but I've been able to find that back. So listeners, firstly, make sure that you back up your information. Secondly, my son-in-law, who is a risk manager in Australia at an Australian bank, like, I mean, this is the language. This is this place he lives in. And he's helped me to just remember to make sure that you have done as much as you can as far as passwords, etc. Because one of the things that, who knew what was going to happen, so we had to go and cancel our bank cards and all sorts of things. So Firstly, make sure you backed up. Secondly, make sure you use the passwords that there's a password manager, for example. Use it. It is really, really, really helpful. And the third thing I think I learned from that is just up your awareness a little bit more. You know, maybe like I was in La La Land kind of thinking that it had never happened in that coffee shop before, by the way, but it happened. Okay. So with that, Richard, that.
But apart from all of that, before we go any further, you're okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That's what, you're okay. Okay.
And again, one of the things that I saw was the support of family, friends, and community is amazing. Never underestimate just what that care. I mean, Judy contacted me after you had heard about it at the network thing. I think that it meant something to me, you know. People have been very kind. So thank you so much. I think I'm strong and just raring to go in terms of sharing this. So, you know, what is this thing called resilience? Whether big or small, adversity is an inevitable part of life. We can expect to experience approximately 6 negative life events within 4 years. That's the reality. This was a thing. And we'll talk about what is significant adverse circumstances. For some of us, those events will knock us down and keep us on the ground. For others, they will be nothing more than light setbacks that teach us something valuable. This begs the question, why? What makes the difference between people? And that's something, the great news, Richard, is that it can be trained. Research indicates that the resilience of our response to negative external events rather than the negative external events themselves determines whether we experience well-being. So resilience is defined as, listen to this, a dynamic process encompassing positive adaptation within the context of significant adversity. So what a mouthful. So in that, let's break it down a bit. Positive adaptation. Stuff happens, and how do you respond? How do you adapt? Refers to the ability to maintain or regain mental health despite experiencing adversity. And then adversity refers to the unfortunate, difficult, or challenging events in our lives. Colloquially, you could say it's the person's ability to bounce back from life's inevitable stresses. However, it can also involve profound personal growth. Interesting that in times that we maybe don't like to talk about or it's tough, etc., there's stuff that we can grow in. So resilience is a dynamic process that can change from situation to situation throughout a person's life. The dynamic nature of resilience also points to its potential to be shaped and trained. So in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have Anton Kaler coming in and sharing about the Resilient Organization. But today, listeners, what I'd love to do is I'd love to share with you, whether you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, or you're at school, or you're a teacher, or you're retired, I think this stuff is the stuff that helps life. You know, live a little bit more engaged. And this comes from the Nottingham City Council. So, 10 ways, listeners, to become more resilient. Again, I'm going to say it as they say, yeah, resilience is the ability for people to cope with stress when things don't go well. Therefore, when there are bad times, people who've learnt resilience skills have an increased chance of bouncing back. This can reduce depression and other health issues. Build your resilience and coping skills with the things that I'm going to share now. Have you not also heard when the Springboks were playing, you know, they'd speak about, oh, these guys are so resilient. And it's true. They like bounce back and they came from behind or they, you know, would win by 1 point. So, but here are, we're not talking about the Springboks. We're talking about us in the valley. So, firstly, build positive beliefs in your ability. Self-esteem, ladies and gents, plays an important role in coping with stress and recovering from difficult events. Remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Becoming more confident about your own ability to respond and deal with a crisis is a great way to build resilience for the future. Because what happens is you start to turn inward and you start to doubt yourself, etc. So in a moment of peace or moments of peace, you should be building, I can do this stuff. Mm. I can manage. And play to your strengths. Don't brag about them, but honor them. That's the first one. Secondly, find a sense of purpose in your life. Honestly, I think this is a vital one. You know, why do you swing your feet off the bed in the morning and get up? And don't say it's the alarm or that I have to make coffee. What gets you going? And that should be connected to your sense of purpose in life. You know, the work that Zone Radio does, the work that Anton through the Sozo Foundation does, the work that I'm involved in, it's like, I'm so privileged, which doesn't negate the fact that there are challenges, etc. It just makes it make sense. In the face of crisis or tragedy, finding a sense of purpose can play an important role in recovery. This might involve becoming involved in your community, cultivating your spirituality, or participating in activities that are meaningful to you. You know, so find a sense of purpose. Heinrich, I know, one of the things he loves to do is go up the mountains, etc. Mm. He's also got a motorbike, and every now and then I see him, and that, it's part of who he is, you know. So I'm hoping that when he does that stuff, he gets refreshed.
Mm.
Three, develop a strong social network. It's not automatic that we do that, but having caring, supportive people around you acts as a protective factor during times of crisis. Listeners, I can't tell you how meaningful it was for me. 2 days after the incident, I picked up my daughter and son-in-law from Australia at the airport. And, you know, them being here somehow just lightened things. My wife is the best support you could ever have. But just having more than my wife was such an amazing thing. So it's important to have people you can confide in. While simply talking about a situation with a friend or loved one won't make troubles go away, it allows you to share your feelings, gain support, receive positive feedback, and come up with possible solutions to your problems. Very practically, Peter Yobe is such a lovely guy. He's also quite a techie. So he found out about this, and he said, Steve, I've got a, because I had no laptop, I had no cell phone, I've got an iPhone, and I've got a old MacBook. Let's load up, etc. Mm. And he was the one who helped me to, retrieve. Thank you. But you know, he did it with such kindness. He didn't have to spend that time, etc. And it just reminded me how important it is to have a social network. The activities we engage in with friends help us relax and have a laugh. One of the things that was like super healing was laughing with our daughter and son-in-law. Because it boosts the immune system that is depleted during stress. Mm. Like I was exhausted that night, you know, not just from the day, but just from the stuff. Number four, listeners, embrace change. Flexibility is an essential part of resilience. By learning how to be more adaptable, you'll be better equipped to respond when faced with a life crisis. Resilient people often utilize these events as an opportunity to branch out in new directions. I'm going to be launching this Resilience X thing. I'm going to have a pilot thing where I work through how to do it, etc. And then I'm going to run it, etc. So That's just a bit of an advert there as well.
No problem.
While some people may be crushed by abrupt changes, highly resilient individuals are able to adapt and to thrive. Number five, and this is a big one. I think we've spoken about this before. Accept the things you cannot change. Changing a difficult situation is not always possible. If this proves to be the case, recognize and accept things as they are, and then concentrate on all that you have control over. Shift your focus. That's very important. Another one, and it's a big one for entrepreneurs, be optimistic. Optimism, learnt optimism, is a trait that you can actually grow in. Staying positive during difficult times can be difficult, but maintaining a hopeful outlook is an important part of resiliency. Being an optimist does not mean ignoring the problem in order to focus on positive outcomes. It means rather understanding that setbacks are transient and that you have the skills and abilities to combat the challenges you face. What you're dealing with may be difficult, but it's important to remain hopeful and positive about a brighter future. Now, Richard, I can't compare my little incident with some things that people face, you know, financial or health or etc. But I am saying that the same principles apply. Mm. Number seven, listeners, nurture yourself. Why? Because when you're stressed, it can be easy to neglect your own needs. Losing your appetite, ignoring exercise, not getting enough sleep are all common reactions to a crisis situation. Focus on building your self-nurturing skills, even when you're troubled. Make time for activities that you enjoy. By taking care of your own needs, you can boost your overall health and resilience and be fully ready to face life challenges. And of course, then there's they say about don't use alcohol, nicotine, or caffeine as a coping mechanism. Why? Because long term, these faulty coping mechanisms won't take away, they'll add to the problem. For example, caffeine and nicotine are stimulants, too much, and the body reacts to this and can cause anxiety. By the way, alongside holidays, with at least one break of 10 to 14 continuous days recommended, taking even a short 15-minute break at work to relax and recharge your batteries builds your coping mechanism. Eight, you know, resilient people, they have got good problem-solving skills. They've learned over time, I can trust myself. I can work through things. Research suggests that people who are able to come up with solutions to a problem are better able to cope with problems than those who cannot. Whenever you encounter a new challenge, make a quick list of some of the potential ways you could solve the problem. Experiment with different strategies and focus on developing a logical way to work through common problems. By practicing your problem-solving skills on a regular basis, you'll be better prepared to cope when a serious challenge emerges. There's a coaching tool called DROPS, which means when somebody comes into your office and drops the problem on your desk and they expect you to solve it, the worst thing you can do is pick up that problem. Mm. The best thing you can do is help them to come up with solutions. So number nine, we're nearly there, listeners. Establish goals. The most recent article I wrote about was to have bag goals, big, hairy, audacious goals. Crisis situations are daunting. They may even seem insurmountable. Resilient people are able to view these situations in a realistic way and then set reasonable goals to deal with the problem. When you find yourself becoming overwhelmed by a situation, take a step back to simply assess what is before you. Identify all the possible solutions and then break them down into manageable steps. You know, they say, by the yard it's hard, but by the inch it's a cinch. And see, that's old language before the metric thing. In other words, when you break things down, it's manageable. Finally, take steps to solve problems. Simply waiting for a problem to go away on its own only prolongs the crisis. Instead, start working on resolving the issue immediately. So what happens is you're not only maybe coming up with a solution and stuff, but something happens in you. What you become in doing that is amazing. While there may not be any fast or simple solution, you can take steps towards making your situation better and less stressful. Focus on the progress that you've made thus far and plan your next steps rather than becoming discouraged by the amount of work that still needs to be accomplished. Then they threw in four little extra tips.
Mm.
Sip cold water throughout the day. This helps to keep you hydrated, and the coldness increases your metabolism. Go figure. Maybe that's why you have a group of people who go and swim in fish and water all the time. Number two, eat regularly and include fresh fruit and vegetables daily. So whilst you're in this adverse circumstance, do breathing exercises. Why? Because shallow breathing contributes to tiredness, tension, and anxiety. So deep breathing. And then rebalance your posture and loosen up. Standing up and stretching every hour can increase your energy by up to 30%. So Richard, those and listeners, those 10 ways to become more resilient. I want to suggest let's not wait for an incident.
Mm.
Let's in this time of peace, whilst we've got this, in the same way that you would take some action about safeguarding your data and your information, in the same way, how about safeguarding yourself in the future and becoming more resilient?
Awesome stuff, Steve. I've got some comments that have come through. One of them is looking at life is similar to indulging in an art project. Step away and view at a distance, look at the whole, and don't get caught up in the micro focus.
Wow.
That comes from Ursula.
Well done, Ursula.
I love this from Diane. Diane says, the best, if you fall in hot water, take a bath.
Good one.
Thank you for that, Diane. And then Judy says here, she says, thank you for sharing your story, Steve. So pleased that you're okay. Very important topic today, and lots of helpful tips. Now, the thing about today's topic that I've been sitting listening and I haven't said too much here is that the times in which we live call for more of this on a daily basis in our lives, not only in our businesses.
Correct.
Because when you feel that there's an injustice, your immediate reaction is to want justice. Mm. And sometimes justice isn't forthcoming, and therein you find this conflict. And then you've got to deal with that.
Yeah.
And how you cope with that and how you choose to deal with that is what we're talking about there. So, Steve, thank you very much for this afternoon. Looking for Anton's coming in 2 weeks' time.
Correct.
Yeah, great guy. Great. Love Anton.
Absolutely.
And but more important than anything else, they may have taken your laptop. They may have taken your cell phone. They may have pepper sprayed your eyes, but they didn't take you.
Yeah, that's right.
And while we've still got you, there's still hope.
Thank you for that, Richard.
Thanks for that, Steve. That is Steve Reed. It is Entrepreneur's Zone. There will be a podcast, and Steve will be back in 2 weeks' time with Anton Kahler. Now, Steve, go safely.
Thank you so much.